Rabbi Yosef Sefti Yevomis interestingly starts with what seems to be a tangential issue. As we know, the Eikah Mitzvah of Yivam V'Chalitza is Mefurish V'Chumish, Dvorim Yiduim L'Koyel. A person dies childless, Chalila, and he's married to one wife or more. There's a mitzvah Zikas Yivam V'Chalitza. One of his wives has to go through Yivam preferably, and if not, Chalitza. And the details of what Yibam itself is, the kavona that you need, is discussed much further in the Masechta in Perik HaChelitz, and the details of Chalitza are discussed in the Perik Mitzvahs Chalitza much further in the Masechta. The beginning of the Masechta deals with Ptur Erva and Tzaras Erva. We'll discuss a few long Lashon Nekudas that come up in the first Mishnah already and have ramifications throughout the first two Prokim. Yibum, because it's a mitzvah of beer, has a problem when the person, the brother of the niftah, has a forbidden connection with the yevama. So let's say a kohen, for argument's sake, a kohen has a brother who does not have kedushas kohen, he's a cholol. So the cholol would be mutter to marry a grusha. And then that grusha falls to a kohen. So we have a problem of what to do when there's a mitzvah yibum that clashes with an isuri bia. The actual sugya of isuri bia by yibum is really in Daf Chof, it's in the second period. And let us just summarize what comes out of the maskona of that Gemara. The Gemara says there's three distinctions: chai v'lavin, chai v'lavin ba'asei, and chai v'krisis. If a woman is taka only osa alpha lav, nothing else, so then technically she should be mutter to do yibum also, because asay decha leis asay. And the maskana of the Gemara is that midiraisa, she's misyabim. The only reason you don't do yibum is because there's a gzeira beer rishayna ought to be a shneer. Al pi alocha midiraisa, even if you would have a heta of asay decha leis asay, but he wouldn't be able to keep her. He would have to be megarisha right away. And because we're a geyser that maybe will be do a bishnia, so Chazal asked be a rishayna. It's obvious that it's going to be a mitzvah chalitza, because midiraisa is even a mitzvah yibum. Obviously, midiraisa, she's not going to be potter without chalitza. But then we have isurim that are too severe to have tchia. For instance, a woman who falls to a kohen gadol who's an almona. So she's an almona and a bu'ula, which is a la ba'asei. So there's no tchia. But she's not chayvi krisis. She's not an erva. We paskin that the only women who don't have tfisis kedushin are chayvi krisis, or even worse, chayvi misis bezin. A woman who doesn't have a chorus, isuri mamza, isuri psukol, isuri kohuna, as severe as they are, but they don't have chorus. So there's no din of ein kedushin tefsin. Nevertheless, even though yibum technically could be tefis, because yibum which is ishus is chal b'chayvi lavin v'asei, as long as it's not chayvi krisis, but there's no tchiyah. So here we have a case of a woman who can't have yibum min ha-teira, who doesn't have yibum min ha-teira. Nevertheless, the Gemara says she has chalitza. Rav Rishayim hold that this chalitza is midiraisa. There is a shita brought in Teisa Rosh that the chalitza is only midrabbonim, but the pashas says the chalitza is deraisa. Midiraisa, there's no yibum, and pashas midiraisa, there's chalitza. What's interesting is that the Gemara says that if you do yibum, it doesn't work. Imbalu leikonu. And here is the question: why is imbalu leikonu? Even if there was no tchiyah and it was an avera to do it, but there is technically a mitzvah yibum, and yibum should therefore be kaina, because the only reason that ishus is not taifus with a isha asura is because she's a chayvi krisis. This woman is only a chayvi lav v'asei. So here there's a discussion in Achreinim, and I'm just talking about this because as we start the Masechta, these are topics that crop up again and again. So here we have a big yaduah dik shayla, the Mishlo Melech shayla, which is discussed in Achreinim Barichis. But it has very, very few mafurish shemarim mekemis and rishayim. The sugya is discussed the Achrenim discussed this in many sugyas, has many ramifications. Interestingly, Reb Chaim Moisel brings a Chem de Gnuza, a tshuva from the Rajva, no one knows where it is. But Reb Chaim Moisel quotes the Rajva about this. The question is there an Issa Eishas Ach by Chai Velav Maasei? Let's understand the question. Usually every Yibum crops up with a problem of Heter Eishas Ach, because every Yibum is with an Eishas Ach, and if an Eishas Ach is a problem, you're not going to be able to do Yibum. Obviously, not only was the Torah matir the Issa Eishas Ach for Yibum and made a mitzvah out of it, the Torah allowed issues of Yibum to be tefus in Eishas Ach. That's a given, whatever the longness may be. Tchuya, Hutra, big sugyas in Yivomus. By Chayv Lavin, where there's a mitzvah Yibum in HaTayra, and it's only a drabon in the Kedin that you can't do Yibum. Pashtus Avadad as a Heter Eishasach, because in HaTayra there's a mitzvah Yibum also. That's the Pashtus. Chayv Lavin Vaseh is a very debatable issue, because Chayv Lavin Vaseh, Min HaTayra has no Yibum. There's no mitzvah Yibum. So then, we could possibly understand that there's a chiv eishasach also, because there's no heter eishasach b'mokum where there's no mitzvah. Therefore, if that's true, that explains why in Baal Uleikonu, the Achrenim say this, in Baal Uleikonu, because the reason why there's no mitzvah is because ein aseh dechol eisav aseh. Once there's no mitzvah, there's no heter eishasach. Once you have an eishasach, then ein kiddush teves in b'chavi krisis. If, however, we hold that there is a Heter Eishasach even by Chayv Lav Maaseh, and the whole reason not to be able to do Yibum is only because of the Chayv Lav Maaseh, that should not obstruct the Heter Eishasach, and there should be a Heter to do Yibum. I'll go back a little bit because just say over that sentence.
That pause shows us that, well, that there was a pause. That's fine.
Okay, I'll go back.
So again, if we say back,
if we say that there is a chiyav eishes ach, if we say that it's, I'm sorry, let's go back. I'm starting again.
And I see that she's not mentioning Rekiva, the chayv lav tos, and that's not.
As we're talking, I'm not.
Okay, because this is a beautiful introduction to the mesechta, because it puts it all in perspective, especially this. It's beautiful. Okay.
Again, I'm going to start from here. I'm going to pause a second, and then we'll start again. If, however, there is a Heter Eishasach, then we have a problem. Because the only reason there's no mitzvah is as Chayv Lav Maaseh. Chayv Lav Maaseh itself doesn't obstruct Tfisa's condition. So there should be a Tfisa's issues. Of them is Yedua. There's a vault which is famous in the name of Reb Shlomud, but the truth is Reb Aaron Zecher Tzadik Livracha says it also in Mishnas Reb Aaron. It's a very famous vault, and there are a number of rites that Reb Kveger doesn't hold like this. But they said, both say a big yisayd in Torah. They say that even though if a person, l'moshel, has a mitzvah of matzah, and he goes ahead and he eats tevel, or he eats something that's also to eat, if not for the problem of mitzvah habov avera, if not for the problem of mitzvah habov avera, he'll be yaitzah the mitzvah. If there's a drosha or mitzvah bob avera that makes it a chisaron in the mitzvah, then avada was a problem. But if it's just because of the issa of tevel, so he was over the issa of tevel, he was mekayim the mitzvah of matzah. Zogim di rosh hashivas, that's only because the mitzvah of matzah is chal on him, he's mechuyev to eat matzah. The issa of tevel is not meneh that he has a chiv. And he went ahead and did his mitzvah with something that's also. But Luyatsir, a person has a mitzvah that wherever he looks to Mekayim the mitzvah, the Torah doesn't allow it, then the mitzvah falls away. There's no mitzvah b'mokum where it's e'efsha beheta to be Mekayim the mitzvah. Memela they say, Chayv Lavin Vaaseh, even though it's only an issur, Chayv Lavin Vaaseh, but this issur is not aiming to become mutter. And therefore the person doesn't have a mitzvah yibum, because what's the tachlis of mitzvah yibum? Even if we say that the Heta Eishasach because the Asmutza is a Yevoma, of Afal Piken, a mitzvah from Yevom is Nishtof. Memele in Baal Oleikonu. And with this, they explain what seems to be a great paradox, that Nida, which is a Chayvik Krisis, if a person's miyabim and nidah, Tosis says they have a right from the Gemara and Pesachim in Baru Kon. It works. It's an avera, but it works. And Tosis speaks about the difference between nidah and other chayv krisis. Friend, the grace of Rosh Hashivas, the Brisker Rav discusses this also. Even if nidah doesn't have that aspect, that unique aspect of erva, which erva demands that you shouldn't even be able to be tefis kedushin b'di'evit. Nidah doesn't have that, we know. But he nidos ha'olav, a person can be mekadosh a nidah. Oh, it's the legora from chayvav and asay. You have some isa, and the asay is not deichid, because they not say the chalish shemakoros, as the Gemara is going to explain later on in the Ches. So how in the world can yibum in a nidah be better than yibum in chayvav and asay? So Rav Shlomo and Rav Aaron. Nidah ata isir is no different than a chayvelav maaseh. The difference is a balabatsha difference. That chayvelav maaseh is not able to become mutter. Mashenkin and nidah that has a heter betvila. It's taka also the tachlis of isir right now. But the mitzvah didn't go away because the mitzvah is to wait till she becomes toyer and do it. Once there is a mitzvah, then even if you do it b'shas isur, you're okay. Okay. We've talked a little bit about the background, but what we have to remember, the summary of the halachas that are oila from the sugi and the chof is that chayv elavin is a drabonon, and therefore it has yibum v'chalitzim and atayr. It's only with drabonon that you can't do yibum. This is all according to the chachomim. We'll discuss Rav Kiva in a minute. Chayv elavin v'asei that have no tchir min atayr. Ayin bo'alu leikonu. There's no mitzvah in bo'alu leikonu, but nevertheless they have chalitza pashtus min atayr. Chayve krisis, or even more common. Chayve krisis, there's a halacha, famous halacha of eina eila leyibum, eina eila lechalitza. Chayve krisis, as opposed to chayve lav maasei, even though they're both not eila leyibum, chayve lav maasei, afo pisha eina eila leyibum, yesh lecha yivoma, sha eila lechalitza afo pisha eina eila leyibum, and chayve krisis is eina eila leyibum, eina eila lechalitza. And the sugya in Daf Chof discusses this. What we have to remember also is that Daf Tes and Daf Yud, in the many places in Yevomus, Shittas Reb Kiva is mentioned. Reb Kiva is Mash V'chayv Elavin K'chayv Krisis. The Shittas Reb Kiva in Shas is that Kedushin is not taken with K'chayv Elavin, with various Nafkiminas, as the Gemara speaks in Eil and Iris. And because Ein Kedushin takes in B'chayv Elavin, it has the same Chaymer as K'chayv Krisis, and according to Reb Kiva, there's no din of chalitza even by chayv elavin. Tosfos asked the kasha, if it would be chayv elavin maaseh, it would make sense. But by chayv elavin, why is there no din of yovei aseh v'yitzchal eisaseh? It should be mutter even to do yibum. Memele, you don't have an ein eliyum and ein chalitza. And Tosfos brings a raya that by chayv krisis gufev, yibum would be deich of the chayv krisis you'd be able to miyam. This is the famous kasha of Tosfos and Daf Tes, and the achreirim have a lot to say about it. Let us get back to the Mishnah and Daf Beis. The Mishnah and Daf Beis moves from the Ptur of the Yevoma herself to the Din of Tzora and Tzora's Tzora. The Mishnah discusses if a man leaves two wives, one is a daughter of his brother, and one is a Pnuya, is a Estama Nochris, what we call in Yevoma a Nochris. She's got no connection with him, she's not a Korov to him. So what would our seichel tell us? He can't be miyabim his daughter. He's even potter from chalitza as far as the daughter's concerned. And if there'd be no other wife, there would be no mitzvah yibum. But seeing there is another wife, see, he should be miyabim the other one. That's takashitas b'shameh. B'shameh holds soros erva muteres, which means it's muteres and zachiv mitzvah on the yibum, on the soros erva. But as we know, Bishilil, and this is the halacha, the Gemara says about this Bishamah, Vimok, and Bishilil in the Mishnah. Bishilil holds that there's a Ptur of Tzoras Erva. When a man leaves two wives and one's an Erva to the Ovim, not only the Erva is Potter min Ayib min Achalitza, the Tzora is also Potter min Ayibum or min Achalitza. The Mishnah discusses various cases of this. Now there's an interesting halacha. Of course, you don't mind some noise irritating me.
We're going now for 15 minutes.
I thought I was going to start with this mission. I just wanted to
check out. It's beautiful. It gives a shtickle of background.
I just took them like this.
And I bring back to the mission.
You may want to edit it. Okay. If they decide to do it in the Mamma Sutta location, you'll come back, we'll do it again.
No, this is good. It's good.
Okay, where we are to?
So now the Torah is Vishamma, which is Nishlak and Negra Sechel, because it's going.
Okay. The Gemara in Daf Mem Daled discusses the details of this drosha, but that's the halacha. Torah is Ptuvah Le'Ibum. Now the Mishnah tells us a fascinating halacha of Torah's Torah. And Sora is the crux of the Lomdus, which we discuss in Yeshivas at the beginning of Yevamos. Let's understand it clearly. We have three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven leaves two wives, one of whose is a daughter of Levi. So Levi, at that point, cannot do Yibum when Reuven dies without a child. Because not only is his daughter also for Yibum, the other one is of Tzoros Erba. For Shimon, however, to whom both women are mutter, there's a mitzvah yibum. So Shimon goes ahead and is miyabim one of them. He happens to pick on the tzara. So he picks a woman who's a tzara's ever to Levi, but to him, no problem. He marries that tzara, he's miyabim that tzara, and he himself has another wife. And sure enough, Shimon goes ahead and dies without children. There's a lot of dying going on in your box. Shimon goes ahead and dies without children, and he leaves now two wives. The original Tzoros Erva to Levi, and a Tzoros Tzora. The best of Levi is not Nofel Le'Yibum anymore. She's gone. She got married to somebody else. She's irrelevant. But her Tzora got married to Shimon, was misyabim by Shimon. And Shimon dies and leaves over that Tzora together with the Tzora's Tzora. Shteita Gemara and our Mishnah, and the Gemara brings us a pasuk for this, that there's a din of Tzora's Tzora. Tzora's Tzora in Pashtus is a drosha that the Gemara dashes in the Gemara on the base, Lotzer, Litzer, that the same pasuk that brings the Pasha of Tzora also says even Tzora's Tzora. Tesis has problems with the Gemara and Dafid Basis, Mashmat Samachlekes, whether it's Mesora or Mikra, that Tesis will discuss in that Beis Madalaf. But basically, there's a halacha of Tzoros Tzora. I'm just going to introduce to you a kasha which is many of you have heard of already. It's a very famous kasha, and it's good to know that this kasha, even though many people have attempted to say Terutzim on it, Rav Chaim Shmulevitz said, I've grown all my life, I've been in yeshivas all my life, I've heard hundreds of hours of people dashing on this kasher of Prager. Hair will grow over here before someone says a good teretz on this kasher. What was Kivega's kasher? Kivega asked an interesting question. Kivega says, let's go back to the case over here. Reuven died and left Levi with Yibum of two people. One of them is Levi's daughter. Levi couldn't marry that daughter, therefore he couldn't be miyabim the bas, couldn't be miyabim the tzora. The tzora was nisyabim to Shimon. Shimon left over that tzora with the tzora's tzora. So the problem is not only that not only is bas a problem for the tzora, it's a problem for the tzora's tzora. That's the chiddush of the pasuk. Frederick Kiveg, even though in Hilchus Ereva of bas, she's merely a Tzoros Tzora. She's never been together with the Bas, really, in one marriage. She was together in the marriage of Shimon with someone who was together in the marriage of Reuven with the Bas. So here we have a concept of Tzoros Tzora. There's an aroma, there's a trace of Erba over here that goes over from Erba to Tzora, and Tzora to Tzoros Tzora. Still a problem, still a Bastika problem. But besides the problem of Bas, there's a problem of Eshetach. This woman, this Tzoros HaBas, who is Nisyabim to Shimon, what was she herself first round to Levi? Levi could not be Miyabim her. and she was also to him because there's a din of tzara. And when she was nisyabim to Shimon and Shimon dies, she's also to him because of the first day she's ach. Rashi says this mafurish in that basim adalaf. Rashi says that the eishes ach of Reuben is still a problem to Levi. We have to remember that when a man marries a woman and then dies, or is megarisha, he dies, and his brothers meyabim her, and then he dies, if he leaves children, we've got a problem with two eishes achs over here, the first eishes ach and the second eishes ach. So every yibum, really, when we talk about meis Reuben meyabim Shimon, meis Shimon meyabim Levi, what we really have is that the Torah is being mocked in not only the Eishes Ach in which there's Yibum being done, but the original Eishes Ach is also Mutter, which is a big subject that Yevon of the Gemara discusses it slightly in Daf Kof, Omid Aleph, before the Mishnah. But over here, Zantra, Zakru Kivega, the first Eishes Ach is not Mutter to Levi, because it was never Mutter in the first Yibum. So when Shimon dies, she's also, this Tzoras Habas is also to Levi, not because of Tzoras Habas, but because she herself has an Eishes Ach within her. She herself is an Eishes Ach. Frekum Kivega, yeah, the Tzoras, Tzoras, and Tzoras Habas is Eichet Tzoras Erba from Eishes Ach, Tzora Rishayna. Memela, we should not need a posik for the din of Tzoras Tzora, because besides the din of Tzoras Tzora, it's always a Tzoras Erba. And with that, we'll conclude today's brief session.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.